CQ, CQ. CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and my location is Cleveland, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located at the top Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. And I'd like to say that the net control logging program is not working tonight, so I'll be doing everything by hand and probably have to check for echo links occasionally. So if I don't get to you on echo link station, I will try to remember here. But anyway, let's continue. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call N4ZLK.
ZLK, WD4DYH with one announcement.
Net would like to recognize WD4DYH. Johnny with one announcement. Would you like to go ahead now?
Yeah.
Please.
Okie dokie, thank you, sir. Just wanted to make everyone aware that we have rescheduled the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club meeting for the 9th. That'll be Monday the 9th at a regular time. Not going to have it this coming Monday. WD40YH, back to net control. Thanks, sir. And thanks for calling the net.
WD4DYH, N4ZLK. Johnny's announcing that the Brars Club meeting that is normally on the first of the month, the first Monday of the month, is now rescheduled to February 9th, the second Monday of the month, I'm assuming, this week or this month. Does anybody need any fills on Johnny's announcement? Please call WD4DYH. I got you checked in. I appreciate you bringing that announcement, and hope you have a good evening tonight. Let's move on. Are there any announcements? Any other announcements or bulletins for the net, please call N4ZLK or net control. None. We will begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, call N4ZLK or net control. Release the push-to-talk button to make sure you are not doubling with another station. Then give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And tonight, I was kind of curious if you'd like to, when you check in, if you would also give maybe a quick weather report. Tell what the temperature is and how many inches of snow you might have gotten in your location. I'd just be curious about that, and I know others would be too. And also, we will make periodic checks for the EchoLink portion. And I can't download the pre-net check-ins. I don't have access to them tonight. At least not on this computer, and I kind of got to this late. So apologies to those who checked in. So let's begin with EchoLink stations first. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
Net control. Please log in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. And the temperature's 28 degrees. I'm right next to the water here on the sailboat. It's cold.
Would like to recognize KO4WQ. Sorry, Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. KO4WTQ. 28 degrees, and he's on the water. I'm sure the feel-like temperature is a lot less than that. And I forgot to tell what it is up here. I don't have an outside thermometer right here in my location. I've got a couple different apps. And also the thermostat has a reading on it. And I don't know if they're exactly accurate, but I'm showing 18 degrees on the thermostat. And on the apps, it varies from 15 to 20 different apps. I guess it has different locations. All the different little hills and hollers up here will be different. and it's showing a real feel of in the negatives, -2, -3, something like that. So I know the wind is blowing. I've been out with the dogs a couple of times, and it's cold out here. Let's check Echo Link stations one more time, see if there's anybody else. Echo Link stations only, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Christopher 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. Did you get my login, or did I mess that up?
That's Greg, KO4WTQ, Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. I got you. Did you copy?
I wanted to add one thing, though. It was also about 35, 40 knot wind blowing out here.
So that report of about 20 knot winds blowing, you be careful out there. Echo Link stations again. I think I have one more up there. Echo Link stations only. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Our alphabetical portion. Before we do that, I'd like to recognize Patrick, KO4HKX. I think he's got pre-net check-ins, and he was going to read them out for me, if you will. So, KHKX, please call N4ZLK.
4HKX. I'll read them if you want me to.
What we would do normally is read them out, so why don't you?
First on the pre-net check-ins is Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's out of Pentagraph, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. John, KF4CKT in Honey Pass. Next, we'd like to welcome Patrick, KC4WGG. He's in Rome, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Rebecca, N4UIB. She's down in Monroe, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KE4VGN, sorry. Then we'd like to welcome, and he's in Greenville. And then we'd like to welcome Tony, N4DFM, and he's in Richmond, or he's down here working, but he's from Richmond, Virginia. So, then we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next is Gus, AA4DH out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we've got Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. They made their home down in Piedmont. Then we've got Lee, N4CRV out of Simpsonville. Next is Ben, KO4ZW out of Simpsonville. Next is Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they're up here in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Andy, WA4JJZ out of Aiken. Then we'd like to welcome Dwayne, K2HME out of Greenville. Next, we've got another Andrew, KR4AAZ out of Greer. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS. She's out of Travelers Rest. Then we've got Dave, KB2BYQ. He's out of Ely. Then we've got Leroy, KA5WFS right here. Finish this up here is Lenny, KR4IUB out of Ely. Then we'd like to welcome John, KR4RJN out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next is Jamie, KR4FHX out of Gaffney. Then we've got our Tuesday Night Net Controller, Mr. Mark, KQ4WHN. He's out of Greer. And that concludes all of our pre-net check-ins, and that's a total of 24 for you, Shane.
I really appreciate you doing that for me, and I'm not going to read them back. Thank you for reading them out, and would you like me to check you in?
Go ahead and check me in, and the temperature here is 14, and we have about 5 to 6 inches of snow today, and everybody stay warm. It's supposed to get cold tonight.
All right, thank you, Patrick. Are you staying around for Rank 2, or are you in and out?
I'll hang around for a few minutes.
If you would maybe kind of be a backup to me tonight, since I'm doing everything by paper. Can't get the program to work for some reason. So thank you very much, Patrick, for calling those out. Let's move now to Alpha through Delta. A through D, if the suffix of your call begins with an A through the D, and you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or net control. Station, I think I know who you are. I think it's, oh goodness, down in Piedmont. Patrick, help me out. Is it KG4ONO and KG4DMW? Is it KG4?
Rick and Lorena.
That's him. This happened the last time he tried to check in with me.
It's KK4.
It's KK4DMW and KK4ONO. And he usually brings his daughter KM4MOQ, Michelle. I'm just going to assume that's who it is. And Rick, if you can find a different location and confirm that for me real quick, call N4ZLK. LK, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'll put a question mark beside these three at the moment. Any more check-ins, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? With a temperature and a snow report, please call N4ZLK.
ZLK. Mr. Shane, Miss Beth and Annette, thanks for calling Annette, Shane. And that was Rick and Lorena down there. I caught his voice a couple of times. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, where it's 20 degrees with a wind chill of 18. We had about 4 inches of snow here today, and thanks for calling the net again there, Shane, and now you know how it feels. That's the way I do it every Wednesday night with a pencil paper.
Okay. This is Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4, PKI, Jack, and you're Rock Hill, man. 20 degrees, got about 8 3/4 last time I checked, it's quite close to 9, still snowing. Y'all
have a good
man. I'll be in
now. Then 4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to recognize and confirm KK4DMW Rick, KK4ONO Lorena, and KM4MOQ Michelle in Piedmont. And thank you, Gary, for confirming that. Next, KI4DOS Gary and Joy, K3JOY. They're in Easley and 20 degrees. Wind chill of 18 and about 4 inches. And Gary, you're my hero. I've always looked up to you about that. And so I'm finding out tonight. And I've kind of got sore hands for some reason, so it's making it even a little more difficult, but we'll make it through it. And I appreciate it. My handwriting here. Crazy how bad it is when I'm trying to write in a hurry. But thank you, Gary. Enjoy for checking in. And next, we'd like to recognize KJ4BKI, Jack in Rock Hill, 20 degrees and 8 3/4 inches and still snowing. All right, you're the record so far, Jack. You be careful out there and have a good weekend. And thank you all for checking in. Let's try EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, Shane, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, or no traffic, no table. And yourself and everyone out there, stay warm or stay safe.
Recognize KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Stephen, thank you for checking in and using EchoLink. And you and your wife have a good weekend. Hope to hear you again soon, and be careful out there. All right, let's move. Let's try one more time, Alpha through Delta. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK.
WA4HNT. Alton and Pendleton.
I got WA4HN, I think. Could you give it to me again a couple of times phonetically and your name as well? You broke up a few times. Copy of that. Does anybody have any relays?
4HNT Alton. He said where he was at, but I missed that part. KI4LZI.
Hey, I'm sorry, did you say WA4HNT?
A4HNT, Alton. But I missed his location, so I'm not sure if it was Pendleton or what. KI4LZI, back to you.
WA4HNT, Alton. I got Pendleton, and I believe we've spoken to him before. So, Alton, thank you for checking in. Sorry I couldn't pull you out there, but thank you, Andy, for helping out there. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta, before we move on? For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK.
ZLK, Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. You were correct in... Gary was correct. I tried to call in and just confirming it.
Okay, no, that's on. Perfect copy. I appreciate you confirming that for us. You and Lorena and Michelle have a good weekend and stay warm out there. And it's cold, and every time I take the dogs out, it's bitterly cold. Not used to this kind of weather. Thank you so much, Rick. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move down to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
Okay. Jane, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Well, the last time I checked, it was 11 degrees, and we have somewhere between 4 and 6 inches of snow in the yard. I don't know about the wind because the snow covered up my weather machine, and I think it's frozen right now. Other than that, we'll be negative and negative, Shane. Everybody stay in and stay warm. Stay safe.
Is that LK?
Okay. Shane, thanks for calling in that. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Echo Echo. Greg, I'm technically in Hendersonville, a little bit closer to Cedar Mountain, where we are at 8 degrees, minus 11 wind chill, and we got about 8 inches of snow. Thanks for calling the net, and I'll be hanging around just listening in after formal.
Okay. Shane, thanks for running the net tonight. I do appreciate it. Please check in at Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. K4HNR, this is Connor. Over here in Greenville, right now it is 16 degrees, but the 41 mile an hour wind gust said makes it feel like negative 2. And we got about 5 inches of snow in the backyard, and we're doing well. We're just hunkering down. So, yeah, we're counting on you to break the record tonight. Hope you can get more than more than Patrick's 84 last week. So, appreciate you running the net. Hope you guys stay warm, and we will talk to you soon. I'll be in and out. Thanks.
Okay. Now, Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne in Etowah, 11 degrees and around 6 inches of snow.
N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, where he says it's 11 degrees and has 4 to 6 inches. And Harry, you sound really chipper up there for 11 degrees. So appreciate you checking in and bringing some good operating techniques to the radio. We always appreciate you checking in. Good to hear you. Stay warm tonight. Next we have KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville, possibly near Cedar Mountain. Cedar Mountain is just almost due north of me. Maybe 4 miles as the crow flies, but another 1,000 to 1,500 feet in elevation. Definitely cold up there. Would you say 8 degrees? And you had a wind chill of 11 and 8 inches. So that's good. That's not quite the record. I think 8 and 3 quarters so far is got you beat there. And then next, sorry, thank you, Greg, for checking in. And you'll be hanging around. I'm not sure if you're going to be around for Rag 2, but you'll be around. So maybe I'll give you a call. Next we have Connor, K4HNR, my son-in-law in Greenville. 16 degrees, negative 2 wind chill, and 5 inches. Connor, thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Please take care of those two girls over there. And I'll see you guys later. Love you guys. Next we have KQ4GIK, Wayne in Etowah, 11 degrees and 6 inches. Wayne, thank you for checking in. And have a good weekend and stay warm. All right, one more call, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with, if you'd like, with a weather report, temperature, wind chill, snow, whatever you'd like. Please call N4ZLK.
And out of turn, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November 5, landing portable, Vegasville, around 4 and a quarter, snow, 19, feels like 4.
ZLK in Kilo 2, Hotel Mike Echo, this is Dwayne of Greenville. Temperature of 19 degrees, wind chill of 4 and about 5 inches of snow.
ZLK, please check in KR4FNC at Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick in the Five Forks area of Simpsonville. I've currently got 18 degrees on the thermometer, and we got about 6 inches of snow today. And I'll be negative and negative for tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Shane.
For ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to thank these next stations for checking in. We have KG4WNP, Landon in Dacresville. Landon has 19 degrees of negative, well, 4 wind chill, I think, and 4 and a quarter inches. I think I put a dash in there between the temperature and the wind chill and started to read it as negative. Thank you, Landon, for checking in, and hope you have a good weekend. Next, we've got Dwayne, K2HME. Dwayne is in Greenville, 19 degrees, wind chill of 4 and 5 inches of snow. Thank you, Dwayne, for checking in. Then I'd like to recognize Rick, KR4FNC, Rick in Simpsonville, Five Forks area, 18 degrees and 6 inches. Thank you, gentlemen, for checking in with us. All right, let us now move down to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And if you'd like to give a weather report as well, please call N4ZLK.
Okay. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We are 10 degrees, negative 13 wind chill, and 8 inches of snow. And after that, I'll be negative and negative and say it's 73s for each one of you.
Okay. And everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville near Traveler's Rest. We have 3.5 inches of snow. It's 19 degrees with a wind chill of 7. And hope everybody stays warm tonight.
Okay. James, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan. In Asheville, where it is pretty frosty, it's 10 degrees, and I'd say about 5 inches of snow. And that's where it is here. Thanks for running the net. Other than that, I will be negative and negative.
Is that okay? You're running a fabulous net tonight. It's been a very interesting listen to. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We are currently at 6 inches of snow and 18 degrees with a lot of wind chill. I don't know what it is, wind chill. My thermometer doesn't tell me that. But anyway, it's been quite a day. And again, I appreciate your running a fabulous net tonight. Thanks. JK4JPQ, back to you, sir.
Okay. KR4LZI, Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. 10 degrees, partly cloudy skies. 4 inches of snow. halfway before it's said and done, our power will be back out again. We didn't get power back up here until 6 p.m. Thursday and still out on the internet, and so even from the first time.
Then 4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's take a break here and recognize these stations. I have, first up, KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo. And I know it's cold up there, James. 10 degrees, negative 13 wind chill, I think that's what you said. I'm trying not to put a dash between the temperature and the wind chill. So I'm going to say negative 13 with 8 inches of snow. And James, thank you for always checking in and saying hello to everyone. And I hope you have a good weekend. Next we have KE6KEN. Ken in Greenville, 19 degrees, 7-degree wind chill, and 3.5 inches of snow. Ken, thank you for checking in. Next, we have my friend KO4JKV in Asheville, Duncan, 10 degrees and 5 inches of snow. Duncan, thank you for checking in. Nice to hear you this evening. Appreciate you checking in with me. Next, we have Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry's in Greer. And he brings Donna, KC4MFK, and she's in Greer as well, 18 degrees and a lot of wind chill. That's what I wrote down there, Larry, a lot of wind chill, and it is, and 6 inches of snow. And Larry, are you going to be around for comments, or are you checking in and out?
We can probably get into something, so I'll be around for RACQ.
Larry, I got you down for right too. I appreciate that. And the next net would like to recognize KI4LZI. That's my neighbor Andy over here at Table Rock. And Andy has 10 degrees and 4 inches of snow, about the same as me, Andy. I don't know if I'm as cold as you are. I haven't checked in a little bit. But I appreciate you checking in. And, yeah, I hope we don't lose power with that wind blowing like this. It happens in the summertime. A tree will fall over, so I've got the generator on standby, ready to go. And you call if you need anything. All right, let's move on to what we've got now. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And if you'd like to give a weather report, please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey, Yankee, Larry, in Simpsonville. I'm about four miles east of Five Forks area on Woodruff Road, and right now we got 16 degrees, feel like 0 degrees. I don't know if they think that makes you feel good that you're 16 degrees warmer than 0 degrees, but we have about 5-6 inches of snow. Right now it's not snowing, so, but they still calling for light snow.
Okay. Please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Granville County. 19 degrees. Feels like 6. And probably about 5 inches of snow. 7-3 to you and all the net. Be negative and negative.
ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to recognize KO4MWY, Larry in Simpsonville. Larry brings a report of 16 degrees and feels like of 0 degrees with 5 to 6 inches of snow. And Larry, thank you for checking in with that report. And hope you have a good weekend. Appreciate you checking in with me. Next we have Matt, Thursday Night Net Controller, WG4MC. I don't know where the 6 came from. Sorry about that. You're number 60 on the list, maybe. No, sorry, you're 51. I went from 50 to 60. I don't know how I did that. You're number 51 there, Matt. So, Larry, you're number 50. And apparently you win a door prize of being number 50. So check back Wednesday, and Gary will set you up with the door prize. Matt, you're number 51, WG4MC, Western Greenville County, 19 degrees, it feels like of 6, and 5 inches of snow. Thank you for checking in, Matt. Hope you have a good weekend. Any other check-ins? All Mike through Papa. Almost said all the way through the alphabet. Any more check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK.
14, would you please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray? That's W4 SPX. Team here's Brad in Simpsonville. I'm negative, negative. And my, according to my phone, it says 16 degrees. It feels like 1 degree. And approximately 4 or 5 inches of snow.
4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize W4 SBX, Sierra Bravo X-ray, Brad in Simpsonville. 16 degrees, feels like 1, 4 to 5 inches of snow. Brad, thank you for checking in, and have a good weekend. I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, let's move down to the next group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And if you'd like to give a weather report, please call N4ZLK or net Quebec.
N4ZLK. Good evening, Shane. Thanks for calling the net. It's 18 degrees here, 14 mile an hour wind out of the north. It feels like 7 degrees, and we had almost 6 inches of snow today, I would say. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4ZLK. Hello, Shane. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Limonoff, KL4 QLG. This is Chris from Liberty. And I've got 5 inches of snow sitting out there on the handrail of my deck. Says it's 20 degrees and feels like 18. And I won't be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Semper Fi, Chris. I don't know how to make a snow angel in snow. I'm used to the sand right there, brother.
Okay. Is that okay? In November 4, Tango Lima Papa. N4TLP, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, where it's 18 degrees, about 6 inches of snow. Other than that, negative and negative. Good evening, Shane.
N4ZLK. Again, Whiskey 1 Romeo Papa Golf, Bob in Piedmont. Hi, Shane. It's 20 degrees here, feels like 15. Wind about 3.5 miles an hour, with gusts about 4.5. Nothing else. Nice net. W1RPG.
4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize Tom, N0TR. Tom is in Greer. And fine weather report there, Tom. 18 degrees, feels like 7, 14 mile hour winds out of the north, and 6 inches of snow. You must have a cookie waiting on you for that one, Tom. Please say hello to Miss Bernice for us. We have KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. 20 degrees. Feels like 18 and 5 inches of snow on the handrail. Chris, I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. I hope you have a good weekend. And don't go out in the weather tonight. It's a little chilly out there, as you probably know. Thank you for checking in. Next, we'd like to recognize N4TLP, Terry and Moore. 18 degrees and 6 inches of snow. Terry, I hope you stayed off the roads today. I don't know if you work on Saturdays, but looked like it was pretty bad out there. Did you stay off the road?
Anywhere today.
Bye. Didn't even move the vehicles. Driveway's still all covered. Let the dogs out several times, but that was it. And anyway, it was cold. And I saw some video or pictures and video of Fars Bridge Road on the curve there as you're leaving Whitehorse. That's 183 Fars Bridge Road headed towards Dacusville easily. Lots of cars in that curve that were going into the ditch, and it reminded Beth and I bought a new car about 4 years ago in February, a newer car, new to us, and I was driving her older car back, and she was following me, and it started snowing while we were making the deal. It was a Saturday night, and we got stuck there. I was trying not to go down 288. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like, so I thought, well, we'll go this way. That'll be smart, and there were so many cars, and people kept trying to get by, and they were going in the ditch and hitting other cars. Both of us just pulled off as far off to the side as we could and waited. and it lasted 4.5 hours, and people slowly started clearing out, and wreckers started pulling them out, but we were able to get out. So, and no scratch on the new car either. We made it home. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Thanks for checking in, Terry. We'll talk to you later. And then last in this group, we have W1RPG. Hey, Bob. Nice to hear you. Good to hear you check in on the net. I've heard you a couple times lately, and I don't know if you just started that or what, but usually would hear you on a Thursday or so, Thursday morning. Thanks for checking in. You're in Piedmont, 20 degrees. Feels like 15 with 3 to 4 mile per hour winds. So, Bob, you have a good weekend, and stay warm. One more time, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
ZLK, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylor's. And we've got weather outside, but I'm not going out to find out what it is.
Recognize KE6. Tango Charlie Golf, TCG. And did you say Harry and Taylor's?
Sure.
6TCG, Harry and Taylor's, with weather outside. Thank you for that report. I don't blame you for not going out. And while we were talking there, or while you were talking, my lights were flickering. So I'm on battery power, so I'll have to turn the flashlight on and keep calling the net. Thank you, Harry, for checking in. Let's move down to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you have a weather report also, please check in, or please call N4ZLK.
Air control. In and out, Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee, Uniform. SKQ 4, ZYU. His name is Allen. I'm in Richburg, South Carolina. That's Richburg, South Carolina, below Jack in Rock Hill. I'm going to say we got 8+ inches like he does. Temperature 20 degrees outside. Sure as hell.
Is that okay? Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. SK4 XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined. KQ4 TBD. This is Miss Angela, both here in Southern Greenville County. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net. We got at least 4 inches of snow, it looks like, and I'm looking at about 20 degrees on the thermometer right now. Y'all stay safe and warm. K4XB.
This is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. KQ4ZHL Keys in Columbus. That's 5.5 inches of snow, and it's 18 degrees. Just check me in and out. Shane, do you hear me?
Okay. Shane, could you please check, and everybody else on the net, could you please check in? Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. That's KQ4YOO, Clint in Honeypath. And it says it's 18 degrees and approximately 4 inches of snow. And I don't, just and check me in and out. Thank you.
4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I still have power at the moment. I'd like to recognize KQ4ZYU, Allen in Richburg, South Carolina, 20 degrees and 8 inches of snow. Allen got a good signal over here. Thank you for checking in. Next, we'd like to check in Tommy, K4XB. Tommy's in Southern Greenville County, and he brings along his wife, Angela, KQ4TBD. Tommy, you and Angela have a good weekend. Thank you for checking in. You've got 20 degrees and 4 inches. Appreciate that report. And then next, Keith in Columbus, KE4ZHF. And with 18 degrees and 5.5 inches. Keith, good signal over here, too. Thank you for checking in. Have a good weekend. And then last in this little group, we've got KQ4YOO, Clint, in Honeypath, 18 degrees and 4 inches. Clint, thank you for checking in. Any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, before I open it up to the whole alphabet, please call N4ZLK.
4ZLK. In Kilo Foxtrot 4, Yankee Kilo X-ray, Gary and Easley, temperature 21, wind chill is 9 and 5 inches of snow.
KFK in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to recognize KF4YKX, Gary in Easley, where it's 21 degrees, wind chill of 9, and 5 inches of snow. Gary, thank you for checking in, and thank you for that report. I forgot about EchoLink. I don't see any up here, but let me just double-check, because I don't think my program is working. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
This is KT4K, Martin in Greenville, South Carolina, with a weather report.
Recognize KT4K, Martin in Greenville. Martin, did you have a weather report for us?
We measured about 3 inches of snow here in Greenville, where we're at, and 18.1 degrees right now. It's 11 wind chill, but a few minutes ago we had a big gust, and it went down to 7 wind chill. So it's chilly out there. KT4K.
KT4K in Greenville with 18.1 degrees. That's pretty specific. I like that. And a variable wind chill, 11 at the moment. And it was lower. I forgot what you said there. Didn't write it down. I guess the wind chill probably does go up and down if the wind is gusting like it is out there tonight. 3 inches of snow. Thank you, Martin, for checking in with us. Let's go all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, and if you'd like to give a weather report, temperature and a snow total, whatever you'd like to give, we'd like to hear it tonight. Please call N4ZLK.
QX4DAT.
Did I get the call right? And could you give me a location, please?
Right. Location is Gastonia, Gaston County.
No signal down here. I just missed the location. WX4DAT, Danny in Gastonia, 17.6 degrees and 11.8 inches. And I think that's the record so far for anybody that's checked in with me tonight. I think 8 3/4 was the record before that. So you've got the record there on the amount of snow. Appreciate that weather report. Of course, this isn't, we're not writing this down and reporting it on the news. This is more informational, but it's really interesting. Danny, thank you for checking in, and you have a good weekend. Anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Alpha, Sierra, Oscar, Chris in Reedville. We have about 4.5 inches here. It's 18 degrees and very breezy.
You call one more time. I'm sorry. I got KQ4, and then didn't catch the rest.
Sierra Oscar, KQ4 ASO.
KQ4 ASO, Chris in Greenville. Excuse me, Greenville. 18 degrees, and I think you said 4 inches of snow. Thanks, Chris, for checking in with us tonight. Anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK.
Hey. Please check in. Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, is Gabriel in Greenville. I ain't paying attention to the temperature and wind chill, but it's really cold outside. But yeah, it sounds like almost 4 inches here, too.
Please recognize KV4NC, Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Gabriel, in Greenville, where it's really cold. I like that. I appreciate that report. And about 4 inches of snow. Thank you for chiming in there. And Gabriel, have a good weekend. Let's one more time before I close out the formal portion, all the way through the alphabet, please call N4ZLK. Had a double there, but is it W4DAT?
Total I gave you before was the wind had pushed it up fairly level, but I found a different level. It's actually
spot, so I don't want to give you a fictitious amount there.
Snowfall level 7.5.
It'll verify you can check it again.
Dedication. I appreciate that. Appreciate your dedication to integrity. 7.5 inches. All right, I'm going to have to take the record away from you, but I'll give you a badge for integrity. You have a good weekend, and thank you for that. There was another station, I think, that called same time Danny did. If you want to check in, please call N4ZLK.
Okay. Again and out, Kilo Mike 5 Echo. Craig, I'm out here in Rock Hill, and I haven't measured the snow, but I think we got more than we were expecting.
Is pleased to recognize Kilo Mike 5 Echo, Greg, in Rock Hill, with a lot of snow, what they reported. So thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. Thank you for checking in. Have a good weekend. All right, this is N4ZLK, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic steps for check-ins between RAG-2s. And I believe tonight, first up on the sump, and maybe my only one, and I hope you're still there, is KK4JBQ. Larry, please call N4ZLK.
4ZLK. Well, here we are, and everybody's had an experience of some kind or other. I'm getting older, and I've always heard that people who are elderly, I'm not elderly yet, but people who are elderly feel the cold more often, yes. And I would concur that is the truth. I feel just frozen right now. I'm in the house, but there's a howl that's exposing a leak in the gasket that surrounds our back door, and it's blowing like a tuba, and it sounds like a ghost, like that. So anyway, that's kind of weird. I hope I can sleep through that. And it's cold in this room. The howling is a tip-off, of course, of the ingress of cold air. So it's about 55 in a house that all the rest of the house. Can you hear it? Did you hear that? Oh, dear. Well, the rest of the house is comfortable. But this room that I'm in right now, where my shack is, it's like every shack, I suppose. A little less than proper attention to detail. I don't know. You had a really good net tonight, and I like the way you started it. And you've done this a couple times. I'm thinking maybe this is a trend. You outlined maybe something that's unique about the day. And certainly today has been unique. And get everybody involved. That's genius, if you don't mind my saying so. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ and 4ZLK. I'll start with your first comment. I did hear the wind. It's got a good receiver or a transmitter there. It picked up the wind howling in the background. And, yeah, that's 55 is cold for inside a house, even in the summertime. So I can imagine it feels pretty cold there, and I appreciate your dedication and your willingness to hang out in a cold room like that for the net. Always enjoy having you check in and hearing your comments. And let's see. Genius, I don't know. I don't know about that. I probably didn't come up with the idea. I've listened to a lot of nets over the years, as you have, I'm sure. And I've always enjoyed the ones that, like you said, where people are asked to participate more. Not required to. Of course, this is all voluntary. But that's the good thing about it, is that there's so many people out there willing to to make it, make the evening more enjoyable and to add a little bit to everything. Everybody's got something to contribute, and it just makes it go better. And when you have something like this, an event that has affected such a large area, and even though we're not looking at a Helene-type event or power outages like we were last week yet, I don't think, it's still nice to know a little bit on the more informational side, just what kind of temperatures and what kind of snow totals we've gotten here. It sure was beautiful today. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed watching from inside the warm house. And I'm pretty fortunate. I've got a vent right beside me, and we've got the gas heat going. And you know how gas heat blows out really warm. It doesn't blow out slightly warmer than the ambient temperature. So it always almost gets too warm back in here sometimes. But I am pretty fortunate in that situation. But so I don't know. You may not want to hang around too long, but maybe we can scare up a few more check-ins if we hang around a bit.
Well, yes, that's an ancillary benefit of stretching the net out a bit, giving everybody a chance. Let's put it that way, giving everybody a chance to contribute, to be here, and let their presence be known. I don't need to be in the cold. My voice is showing a change tonight because of the cold. I don't think my larynx gets chilly, but it's somehow affecting that. But, another thing that I was fortunate to come upon this evening, a different kind of, well, it was an ongoing weather forecast on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube that you've never seen before, trust me. But this was about our shared experience of this snow event. It covered the three states of North and South Carolina, as well as North and South Carolina. Well, anyway, I've forgotten the other one. But three states involved. And it was an actual weather person, a meteorologist, with quite a wide-ranging, like I said, three states, radar. So he was doing that and taking calls from people and you know, kind of the same thing we're doing here, just people were commenting on the calls on their experience down on the surface. You know, you could constantly see the weather map over three states, and some of the strangeness of it was that this event, there was right down the middle, about a 25-mile strip right down the middle of these three states where no snow fell. I had never seen anything like that. Don't know what caused it. He didn't suggest what caused it. But if anybody might be aware of why that could happen, and he had, as I said, the weather on screen there, as well as down your cameras down on ground, and that's one thing I've never seen before. It seems that he's usually in a weather forecaster out of Tennessee. I didn't catch, he should have made that more prominent, but I didn't catch who he worked for, what station he worked for. But he was doing the very best he could to keep and it seems that there's I have missed this entirely, but a weather forecaster will have something that may be locally popular. And this was what people call making cakes with snowfall. I lived in lots of places with plenty of snow, but nobody ever made cakes. So let's say you have in your backyard a picnic table, and you get snowfall on the picnic table, and you take either a motion picture camera or something like that, you know, and you can show people what it's like to take a cookie sheet and cut the sides of the thing down. And you then can see a very clear standalone wedge, or you might call it, of the snowfall. And I've been in lots of places with snowfall and never thought to do that. Well, it's very interesting. And this fella tried to keep keep his commentary going with things like that. It was entertaining. I sat and watched it for over an hour. KK4JBQ.